With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Fulton County, Georgia has filed a federal court motion looking to retrieve documents from the 2020 election.
The FBI seized the documents last week from a warehouse near Atlanta. The motion also requests the unsealing of a law enforcement agent's sworn statement. That statement was presented to the judge who approved the search warrant. The motion isn't being released because the case is under seal. The search took place January 28th at Fulton County's main election facility. President Trump stands by his contention that the balloting in Georgia in 2020 was rigged. Rich Thomason reporting.
New York and New Jersey are suing the Trump administration over Gateway Tunnel funding.
The lawsuit is over billions of dollars in frozen federal funding for the project as a critical deadline looms on Friday. $16 billion was put on hold, money to pay for the tunnel, as well as funds to repair the existing tunnel, which is more than a century old. The tunnel serves 200,000 commuters between New York and New Jersey each weekday on Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's important that the congressional debate over Homeland Security funding stay on track and not harm the importance of immigration enforcement.
We do not want these negotiations devolving into something that makes it harder to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens that are in this country. That bill needs to be focused on protecting and ensuring that law enforcement officers are safe in their jobs, able to do what the American people expect them to do, and to deport and detain dangerous illegal aliens.
Thune was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 260 points, the NASDAQ dropped 350, the S&P 500 lower by 35. This is SRN News. The National Prayer Breakfast takes place tomorrow.
Senators Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, and Kirsten Gillibrand, a New York Democrat, are the official hosts of the 74th annual event. It will be held in the Kennedy Caucus Room of the U.S. Capitol and will be attended by lawmakers, faith leaders, and other special guests. The first prayer breakfast took place back in 1953 and only involved President Eisenhower and a small group of congressmen. It has grown over the years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood is dropping its lawsuit against the Trump administration for cutting off Medicaid funding to its abortion providers across the U.S. Since July, Planned Parenthood's attorneys have been fighting to block part of President Trump's tax bill that they argue unfairly targets their clinics. However, in December, a federal appeals court ruled that the administration could continue to withhold Medicaid funding. This is SRN News. Tech stocks took a bite out of Wall Street.
More drops for technology stocks weighed on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 260 points. That's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 1.5%. More than twice as many stocks rose within the S&P than fell, but the index overall closed lower as advanced micro devices and other influential tech stocks fell. Gold and silver prices paired gains from earlier in the day. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Elon Musk is bringing the same revolutionary thinking that helped him upend the car industry to the data center business, with promises this week to put up to 1 million new satellites in the sky. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.